Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Pulitzer Prize-winning composer Steve Reich has had a huge influence on the sound of contemporary classical music, but the worlds of electronic music and rock have also taken note, and in recent years, that influence has gone both ways. This piece by Reich is called 2x5, and it's basically a classical work for two rock quintets. Now the Met Museum will be the site of a concert that'll feature the New York premiere of an even newer work called Radio Rewrite, inspired by the music of the band Radiohead. Steve Reich joins us on Soundcheck. Good to see you again.
Good to see you, John.
So 2x5 was inspired by the sound of like rock instrumentation in general.
Right, exactly. Particularly the electric bass, yeah.
This piece inspired by the sound of a specific rock band.
Yeah, well, what happened was I was invited to go to Poland, Sacrum Profanum Festival, which the basic idea of the festival is new music, new rock, house, electronic music. And they invited Johnny Greenwood. From Radiohead. And Johnny Greenwood came and was going to play Electric Counterpoint, the piece I wrote for Pat Metheny, but instead of dragging out the old Metheny tracks, he made his own backing tracks, which is a big deal. It takes a lot of work.
There were, 12, 13 backing tracks?
Yeah, about 11 backing tracks, and he did them all, including two electric bass tracks. So I thought, well, this guy's taking it seriously. And I knew that he had been at Oxford, had studied viola, that he read, that he composed. I heard his music for There Will Be Blood, and when you hear that, you think, guy likes Messiaen. You'd never think he was a rocker. Anyway, we met. He played the piece beautifully. We really hit it off. And when I came home, I thought, I know this guy. I know everything about this band. I never heard a note of the music. I gotta get a little education. So I went to their site, and I just listened and looked at some of the very, very nice videos. Two tunes jumped out at me, and one of them is very well known, Everything in Its Right Place. Another one is known also, Jigsaw Falling Into Place from the Rainbows album. And I had been working on something else which was going absolutely nowhere, and I thought, overboard, trash it. I'd like to grab some material, some melodic, some harmonic from these two tunes. I just really decided, I'm not going to write variations on their piece. I'm going to do what I want to do. I'm not going to score it for rock musicians. It's scored for one flute, one clarinet, string quartet, two vibes, two pianos, and one electric bass, because electric bass. I love electric bass. So that's it. And after giving them half my royalties, it's all done.
All right, let's hear a little bit from one of the songs that inspired Steve Reich's Radio Rewrite. This is the original Radiohead version of Jigsaw Falling Into Place. Just a bit of Jigsaw Falling Into Place from Radiohead's album In Rainbows. You mentioned the electric bass, and there's a very strong presence of the electric bass immediately as soon as it comes in. The chord progression is an unusual one, too.
They're not doing doo-wop, that's for sure. And I added a couple of chords. When I took the progression, put it into two sharps, and because that would put the two tunes in the same key so I could go back and forth. Mm-hmm. Decided, I'll take this harmony, but I'm going to take some liberties with it. And if you play the opening, you'll see that, yes, it's the same, but no, it isn't.
All right, let's do that. Let's hear a little bit of Steve Reich's piece called Radio Rewrite, played by the group Alarm Will Sound. Thank you. Steve Reich's piece Radio Rewrite, based on two songs by the band Radiohead. The work's getting its New York premiere at the Met Museum, on Saturday, November 16th. That band, Alarm Will Sound, performing an all-Steve Reich program. And Steve, people who are familiar with your music, there are some of the signposts, the interlocking keyboards, whether that's vibraphones or piano, the strings that tend to kind of hold the long, sustained tones over it. So very much your piece. Now, you mentioned that Johnny Greenwood of Radiohead, you guys met because he was playing your electric counterpoint, which you originally wrote for Pat Metheny, a jazz guitarist. And the work has a kind of jazz swing to it, especially at the end. Have you been surprised by how many rock guitarists have been drawn to this piece?
Well, this is probably, along with New York Counterpoint, the most performed piece I ever wrote, and one of the most popular for people to listen to, and one of the most popular for people to remix. So it's had a very robust life.
Yeah.
I mean, you're right. The piece actually was written, you know, sort of Pat Metheny was in my head, and I think that's a good way to write with people in mind. But the fact of the matter is, if you write for a good musician, you know, there are other good musicians in this world, and they will say, you know, that's nice. Now let's just try it a little bit my way.
Yeah.
And they do. Mm-hmm. And of course, I mean, the electric guitar is the instrument that comes from rock and roll. And Metheny, even at the get-go, was always kind of like, yeah, he's a jazz player, but, you know, there's that rock instrumentation, and he is a basic electric guitar player. So there was always that ambiguity, which, you know, he was totally at home with. That was, he was the generation beginning to do that spontaneously. Mm-hmm. That has just continued, you know, the idea of people being trained as violists and taking up the guitar, or Mark Stewart being a cellist and then becoming Paul Simon's music director as well as the resident electric guitarist in Bang on a Can. So we're seeing a new generation of music, which Bryce Dessner is another example, you know, comes out of Yale, can read anything you put in front of him, who's on 2x5, and, you know, is one of the leaders along with his brother of the Nationals. So this is now, the mark of our time.
Yeah. Now, Bryce was here just a couple of weeks ago.
Yep.
And in fact, he had something to say about your piece, Electric Counterpoint.
In my case, you know, I always say, well, Steve Reich has been a big influence, and even specifically on my guitar playing. So I think a piece like Electric Counterpoint, which I would have heard, you know, as a teenager, is as influential for me in terms of how I play guitar in the National, for instance, as, you know, Jimi Hendrix. So that's an example of just the way that people, you know, with different backgrounds end up in the musical world.
Bryce Dessner of the National talking about my guest Steve Reich and his piece Electric Counterpoint. That's actually the Pat Metheny version we heard a little bit although Bryce has performed this piece
as
well.
I think he threatens to record it too.
Now, this isn't such a new thing, Steve, because rockers like Brian Eno and David Bowie and Kraftwerk, these guys were onto your music back in the 70s.
Well, do you know that the latest David Bowie hit, the remix, Hello Steve Reich remix, is based
on
Clabby.
By
James Murphy. Is based on Clabby.
Yes, yeah.
And it's going to be on David Bowie's latest deluxe release. So, I mean, yeah, David Bowie was in the audience in Berlin at the Nationalgalerie in 1976 when we did the German premiere of Music for 18. And Brian Eno, I was playing a concert in London with my ensemble in 1974 at the Queen Elizabeth Hall, South Bank. Guy comes up afterwards, long hair, lipstick, says, "How do you do? I'm Brian Eno." Later, I thought poetic justice. I was the kid at Birdland sitting, you know, in the kids section listening to Miles Davis and Charlie Parker and Kenny Clarke, and there's Brian Eno listening to me. That's the way life's supposed to be. And Brian's been very forthcoming. I mean, he said basically he felt his career began when he heard It's Gonna Rain. So I feel, you know, very proud of that.
Yeah. Now, so with all these, you know, rock musicians sort of putting your name out there as a formative influence in their music, were you listening? What were you listening to back then? In the
70s. John Coltrane.
So you really didn't know who Brian Eno was. You must have known who Bowie was.
I know who both of them were. But again, the way I knew there was a big band called Radiohead, and they were considered very progressive, and they did all kinds of wonderful things, and I wondered what they were. When I heard of Brian Eno, it was Roxy Music time, and I really didn't hear it. I think what happened with Brian Eno is my son sort of snuck a CD into my car of the opening of Place with No Name. It's got that incredible psychedelic long-held chord.
Oh,
at the very beginning from the Joshua Tree album?
The U2 song, Streets
of Love. Yeah, but that's arranged by Brian Eno.
Right.
It's Eno's arrangement. And when I put that thing on, I said, am I on acid? What is this? You know, I didn't know. This is not my music. And then, you know, in comes Bono. And I find, oh, has it put the U2 album in? So, I mean, it's a two-way street. I mean, it's always been a two-way street in Western music, John, except for when I went to music school.
Right.
My generation helped open the window that had always been open until, I would have to say, time of Schoenberg, Bergen, Weber, and particularly Arno Schoenberg. And that meant no harmony, no pulsing rhythm of any sort, no melody that any postman is ever going to whistle.
Right.
And if you did otherwise, you were laughed at.
Now, so this piece that you've written, Radio Rewrite, again, it's getting its New York premiere on Saturday, November 16th, at the Met Museum. The band Alarm Will Sound, doing an all-Steve Reich program. It's in five parts.
Right.
And fast, slow, fast, slow, fast. So
you got it.
The fast parts are all kind of based on the song we heard earlier, right?
Yes, they're all based on Jigsaw falling into place, and the two slow movements come from Everything in Its Right Place, which is a kind of slow, brooding, you know, very mysterious song.
As we can hear in the original. Radiohead with Everything in Its Right Place, originally from the album Kid A, and one of the two songs that... Are you humming the song? Even
well, I'm singing everything is 1-5-1, and 1-5-1 is everything.
Yeah.
In Western music. I mean, I'm sure that Tom York or whoever was principally involved in that wasn't thinking about that at all. But when I heard that, I thought to myself, that's perfect. You know, he's setting the basis of Western music casually as everything, and that appears in my piece. That I could not resist but to deal with that, because it's beautiful, it's fundamental to, it's the common bridge between, you know, Haydn to Radiohead, and it's found all over the world too.
Yeah.
The fifth is the magic interval.
And so that's what's underpinning the second movement of Radio Rewrite.
The second and fourth movements are taken from Everything in Its Right Place. Yeah.
This is from Steve Reich's work Radio Rewrite, and the band Alarm Will Sound. That is Steve Reich's piece, Radio Rewrite, so titled because it is based on two songs by the band Radiohead. The group Alarm Will Sound is giving that piece its New York premiere at the Met Museum on Saturday, November 16th. While we were listening to that, Steve, I asked you, is there a voice in there somewhere? I mean,
as I was telling you, I was at the premiere, and I was after I was sitting in the back near the audio desk, as usual, and Colin Greenwood, Johnny Greenwood's brother, who plays in the band as well, came over. He knew who I was. He came over and said, listen, this is great. I really love it. He says, and when I heard it, he says, I could hear the words. And I took that as a great compliment because basically, you know, when you set words to music, they should just be glued together. And so when you hear one, you just hear the other. And but I mean, it's one thing for me to say, it's another thing for him to say. I'm really just glad to hear it. So I'm very pleased. I could see you're hearing it too.
So based on the song Everything in Its Right Place by Radiohead, have you heard from the rest of the band? What do they think of this?
I haven't heard a peep, and I guess they're probably waiting for the recordings because I think they're pretty, you know, sensitive musicians, and I think they realize that what they've heard, especially in the BBC, not well done, but it doesn't have, let's say, the characteristic rhythmic vitality that people are used to in my music. Mm-hmm. So that will be forthcoming at the concert on the 16th of November, and it will certainly be on the recording, which will come out, I think, in the middle of 2014.
All right. Well, Steve, it's always great to catch up with you, and, you know, I know this is not the first time you've based music on someone else's. There's the Stephen Sondheim Finishing the Hat.
Right. And there's Proverb from Perrotin.
From all those centuries ago. But I've really enjoyed what I've heard of Radio Rewrite. Looking forward to hearing more. Thanks so much.
Thank you, John.
Steve Reich, my guest on Soundcheck.